Good morning and welcome once again to Wilkes County History. This morning we're going to talk about Miss Bessie Harris and Camp Joe Harris. Camp Joe Harris, a camp for Negro girls, was opened in July 1936 east of Wilkesboro as the first organized camp in North Carolina. The camp, named for the father of Miss Bessie Harris, who organized and built the camp, operated until 1964. Miss Bessie B. Harris, one of 10 children, was born in 1892 to Joseph C. and Mary Obie Harris, received her early education in Wilkesboro, the first school which she attended being a four-month school on the old Damascus Road in a log building. Miss Bessie attended St. Augustine College in Raleigh. She attended the University of Pittsburgh and Columbia University and spent one summer in Europe studying European history. Miss Harris had hoped to become a nurse, but her parents objected, so she turned to teaching. After receiving her degree at St. Augustine, she returned to Wilkesboro and taught for 4 years in a Negro elementary school there. She then went to Pine Bluff Junior College in Arkansas and taught for 3 years. But following an attack of malaria while there, she made the decision not to return. In 1929, Miss Bessie Harris went to the Downingtown Industrial and Agricultural School in Pennsylvania, 30 miles from Philadelphia. Miss Harris taught health education at this boarding school until her retirement 32 years later, in 1961. Miss Harris at Downingtown was Dean of Girls and did a great deal of counseling along with her teaching. Following her retirement, Miss Harris did not return to Downingtown until in April 1976. The officials of the school there sent her a plane ticket and invited her to return for Founders Day at the school. Miss Harris made the trip and was surprised to find herself honored as recipient of the Founders Day Award. Once again, Miss Bessie Harris was surprised when on July 18, 1976, she was presented the Citizens Award for her outstanding services to the children of Wilkes County. Following the death of her father in 1935, Miss Bessie Harris 1 year later opened Camp Joe Harris, naming the camp in memory of her father, but omitting the E in his name in order that the name might be more appropriate for a girls' camp. Brochures advertising the camp stated that Camp Joe Harris, for girls, was the camp with the personal touch, and also the ideals of Camp Joe Harris are to make girls so happy that they will share their happiness with others, to make friendships that will last through life, to develop strong, healthy bodies through regular exercise, good food and rest in mountain air, to create a love for God's out of doors, and to provide for its girls the maximum of enjoyment at minimum cost. Miss Harris, who got the idea for a camp in Wilkes County, had attended some camps for black boys and girls who were scouts in Pennsylvania, and she believed there was a need for such a facility in her home community. She accepted the statement by Charles W. Eliot that the organized summer camp is the most important step in education that America has given the world. Camp Joe Harris, opened during July and August of each year, operated for some 6 weeks each of the years that it was in operation. The camp was available for girls from ages 10 to 18. Also, it provided, after the camp was closed to girls in the summer and when space was available, camping for boys under 14 years of age and who were a member of an organized group. The program at Camp Joe Harris included swimming, hiking, dramatics, group games, nature study, handiwork, campfires, and instruction in health and hygiene. Occasional education trips were taken to nearby points of historic or scenic interest. Religious services were held on Sundays. Well-qualified leaders served as counselors during the camp operation. Campers from many places in the state and from outside the state attended Camp Joe Harris. Every summer for many years, B.L. Fisher, a philanthropist of Martinsville, Virginia, sent a group of girls with adult leaders to the camp, girls who had done meritorious work in their school the preceding year. Some of Miss Harris' students from the school in Downingtown attended the camp. The first group to use the camp came from Winston-Salem, and 1 year the Winston-Salem Public Schools made use of the facilities. The Blue Ridge Opportunity Commission provided camping experiences there one summer for children. The local community, however, made use of the camp only for swimming during the years that it was in operation. Camp Joe Harris, occupying approximately 16 acres, provided space for some 60 campers, with three large buildings which served as sleeping quarters, along with a bathhouse and a kitchen dining area. The kitchen is a log cabin built around 1822 by early ancestors of Miss Harris. And now this camp is equipped with electric range, refrigerator, and modern appliances, with a screened-in porch built to serve as a dining area. This cabin, with some additions which were later removed, was used by the mother and father of Miss Bessie when they were first married. Miss Bessie Harris pays homage to her mother, Mrs. Joseph Harris, for her devotion in helping to prepare the camp each season before it opened, for her vegetable garden, for helping to cook, and for her supervision of food preparation for the campers. And, too, of a special help to Miss Bessie in the operation of Camp Joe Harris was her sister, Mrs. Eddie Harris Ledbetter, who was bookkeeper and helped greatly with financial matters. The pool at Camp Joe Harris, completed only a year or so after the opening of the camp, was an outstanding accomplishment. Miss Bessie laughingly relates her experiences in the excitement of getting her swimming pool built. Everything went well. The pool, built on the plan of the pool at the University of Pittsburgh, was completed, and all was set to go, except there had been no provision made for getting water into the pool. However, with the aid of a number of people and by improvising for a time, water was piped from springs into the pool. Miss Bessie Harris, exceptionally young today at age 84, hopes to see the Camp Joe Harris again in operation, at least as a day camp, if not as a camp of the days during its greater usefulness. Miss Harris has, since the camp was closed, taught swimming classes for women. But she states that there is a problem in that, the difficulty of convincing them that water will hold them up. Furthermore, Miss Bessie points out that young people of today take too much for granted. She feels that parents and teachers do not have the time to give the proper guidance which is necessary for the individual child. Although known as Miss Bessie to her friends of this area, Miss Harris, one of two teachers with the name of Harris who taught at Downingtown, is known to her Pennsylvania friends as Miss B.B. Miss Bessie B. Harris had a dream, too, and with perseverance, hard work, and faith in her belief in what wholesome companions and environment can mean to young people, she built well. And in concluding our talk on Wilkes County history for today, it is only fair that we say of Miss Bessie that she has provided a great deal of information on the black community in Wilkes County, which would be lost except for her untiring effort in making this available so that it may be preserved. Miss Bessie, of course, is a member of the well-honored and very old family of black Harrises who came to Wilkes County in the very early 1800s, and a family who were never slaves. We hope you've enjoyed this information on Bessie. She's a very charming lady, and we hope you will have the pleasure of meeting Miss Bessie. She is a member of the St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Wilkesboro, where she attends services regularly. Thank you for listening.